The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, Dina Yishana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres, V'Simchas Torah, Sifim Aleph through Hey. Sif Aleph. V'yayim Shishi, the sixth day, V'chutz Laetz Yom Chamishi, and Chutz Laetz, the fifth day, Shal Cholamayit of Cholamayit, Hu Hayishana Rabba, that's Hayishana Rabba, which is always going to be Erev Yom Tov for the last day's Yom Tov. Noigin Liyayis Nu'urim B'layla, Lasik b'Torah k'may shenitfas haseder. The meaning is many people had to stay up the whole night learning Torah. As is printed, they have a special seder for Leil Hashanah Rabbah of what to say. V'fisha b'chag, because on Sukkot nidonin alamayim, we judged how much water we're going to get, Klal Yisrael. Shekol chaye adam tluyim b'mayim, because a person's life is dependent on water. Without water, he's there's no crops, there's no food to eat, etc. So therefore, it's a very serious thing. Who, by yom hu yom achron shel chag, and shmini atzeres, and Hashanah Rabbah is the last day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Yom Tov shmini atzeres is a separate Yom Tov, happens to be next to Sukkot, but it's considered a separate Yom Tov. So now we're on the last day of Sukkot, and that's the time that we're judged for the water, and everything goes after what the final judgment is. So this is our last chance to get a good judgment for how the water is going to be decided. And sort of like Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, this is Ne'ilah in terms of the last chance to get a good gezeirah for the water. B'shacharis in the morning, ma'abim k'tzas b'neiris, we added light additional candles. In the shul, like we do on Yom Kippur, v'ashatz and the shliach tzibur loyvishes a kittel. The shliach tzibur wears a kittel. Oimim mamnatzeach k'mo b'yom tov, and we say the mizmorim that are for Yom Tov in Psukei Tzimra. We have lamnatzeach and all those other mizmorim. V'oimim gam mizmor l'seida. However, as opposed to on Shabbos davening where we don't say mizmor l'seida in Psukei Tzimra, here because it's really still choil, so we still say mizmor l'seida after Haidu. We ain't oimim nishmas, and we don't say nishmas as we do on a Yom Tov. So it's a sort of in between. We say the kapitloch of the Tehillim and Psukei Dezemra that we normally say on Shabbos, but we add mizmor l'seida and we don't say nishmas. Oimim ain kamaycha shma Yisrael k'mo b'Yom Tov, and then when we take out the Sefer Torah, we say the nusach like we do for Yom Tov. We say ain kamaycha and shma Yisrael. V'kedushas musaf na'aritzcha, and by musaf we say Naritzcha, meaning the Yom Tov Dika Kedusha. Sif days. Minag Nevi'im, it's a minag from the Nevi'im, Shekol Echad Yitol B'Yom Zer Arava Yuchedis Movad Arava Shebelulav. That besides the mitzvah of Arava that's with the Dalin Minim, we also, a minag from the Nevi'im is we take our Arava, a separate Arava, to be Yaitzi, to do a mitzvah with the Arava and Hashanah Rabbah. V'chol ha'paisel b'arava shebelulav, and anything that is pasel for the lulav in the arava that's in the lulav, paisel b'arava zu, also makes it pasel to use for this mitzvah of the Nevi'im to bring to do a special hishanis with the arava. L'chein, therefore, lo yikatzisa Yisrael b'yatzmai l'tzachai, as we said before by some of the other minim, a yid should not be the one to cut it off himself, l'chadchila, because we say that most of the goyim, they stole the land that they were on. So therefore, if you're the one who cuts it off, you're the one who's doing the gzeila, and we don't want to have the gzeila. The item is not going to be good for the mitzvah if it was stolen. So therefore, l'chadchila. So therefore, we want someone else to cut it off, so we're not doing the ma'isa gzeila, and there's already yirush and shini rishus, which makes it that we can use it for the mitzvah. Of course, it's only because of chashash it was stolen. If you know for sure it was stolen, it would be different. But anyway, this is the din l'chadchila, and if a person can't do it, he could cut it off himself. Okay, so, and also, in terms of the halachas of Arav, it's the same thing. It has to be gimel tfachim, it should be three tfachim long. Alashim nashu afilu rav alin. However, the difference between the Arav that we need for the mitzvah of Avraham Ninim and the Arava that we need for the mitzvah of on Hashanah Rabbah is different because it's not true. Afilu Avalon, even if most of the leaves fell off of the stem from the Arava that we need for the Hashanahs, Kshera, it's still kosher. Afilu Ola Echad Levad Echad Kshera, even only one leaf on each branch is technically sufficient. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Hidda Mitzvahu Shiyu Ba Alim Habe. I'll say the mitzvah, we should have lots of leaves on it. We shouldn't just go with one branch that has one leaf on it. V'abadim aruchim, and the branches should be long, even though three tfachim is what's kosher. But the minig is for the hishanas to make them long. One of the reasons being is because they used to put the hishanas by the mikdash, and they would lean it against the mizbeach, and it would tower and go higher than the mizbeach, and then sort of curl over back down towards the mizbeach. So we know that it was more than 10 amas high, which is pretty big. So that's why some people do even very large aravas zecher for that simcha that they had in the mikdash with the aravas. V'amina kayofel lakachas chamish baden, and the good minag is to take five branches of aravas, and you tie it on the bottom with a piece of lulav to hold it together. Siv gimel, ein loichin oisayim a lulav biyachad. You don't take the hishanas together with the lulav at the same time. You should not be holding the two of them simultaneously. Ala kashmagil asane amunim. Rather, when we get to the part of after we finish the hakafas of going around on Hashanah Rabbah by saying all the Hashanahs, when we get to the part that starts with Sana Amunim, Manichin is Halulav Esrig, we put down the Lulav and the Esrig, the Nightly and Isanim, and we take these Hashanahs, we take these Aravas separately in our hand. Lefisha Az Mispalin Alamayim, because that last tefillah of San Emunim is when we're davening for the water, and that's when we're going to be holding the aravos that we're using special for this mitzvah, and we're putting down the dalet minim. La'achar gmar hishanis, and after we finished the hishanis and saying San Emunim, menanin ima, we shake the arava also, just like we shake the lulav. So we shake the arava to not in all different, whatever, you know, we shake the aravos also that we have in our hand. And after that, we bang them on the floor. Chamish pa'amim, five times. V'day bazeh, and that's sufficient. Even if none of the leaves came off, that's still okay, as long as you banged it five times on the floor. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is that you should bang it five times on the floor. But if none of the leaves came off, you should bang it on a chair or something else that's there to get some of the leaves off. There's no inyan to get, you don't have to get all the leaves off. That's not what's recommended. But to get at least some of the leaves off, if it didn't come off when you banged it on the floor, you should bang it, let's say, on the side of a chair or something. As well, in terms of when to pick up the hishanas, that's the minhag of the shlo, which is what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said. Some people have a minhag to do it like the Arizal, where they don't pick it up till after Kaddish. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'achar chavot, and after you bang it on the floor, lo yizaken al hakaka. You shouldn't just chuck the hishanas on the floor. You shouldn't be zay mitzvah, because it's a bizay mitzvah. People will be stepping on it. Hey, you just did a mitzvah from it, even though it's only a mitzvah from the Nevi'im. But still, if you just treat it improperly and throw it on the floor, where it's going to be disgraced, because people will step on it, so that's not proper. Sometimes people ask, they finish with the Hishanis, so they're going to keep it till after Simchas Torah is over, and they want to know, can they plant it? They want to grow an Aravas bush. Can they take one of the Aravas from the Hishanis, which are still fresher than the Aravas that they had from their Lulav, and plant it in the backyard? The answer is that, of course, on Hashanah Rabbah, you shouldn't plant it in your backyard, because that's a malacha. Planting is a malacha, which we don't do in Chol HaMoed. There's no reason why you can't keep it out and, you know, keep it in water or something until later on. But yeah, it's not a bizui mitzvah. A person can plant the hishanas if he wants. That's not a bizui to the mitzvah. That's not a problem. But toiv latznia, and it's good, rather than throwing it on the floor, that you should put it aside somewhere. La shlicha b'secha eish shoifin amatzis. to throw it in the fire during the matzahs baking. When we're going to bake matzahs a few months later, when it's getting close to Pesach. So let's take those used, dried out Hoshana branches and throw them in the fire that's using to cook the matzahs. Since we already did one mitzvah with Hoshanas, l'savet bo mitzvah achrisa, we should do another mitzvah with it. To my knowledge and my experience, most matzah bakeries will not allow you to throw in your lulav or your Hoshanas into the fire. The reason being is because those items create a lot of smoke, and they don't give too much hard heat, like a good solid piece of wood. So therefore, a lot of bakeries aren't interested in you throwing in your leftover Hoshanas or aravas. There are those that have a minig. It's a skula for shmira. They say that if you put the Hoshanas or the dalad minim by the entrance way, that's a skula, should be a safer safe place. Nothing bad should happen. Sif dalad. Leil shmini atzeres, the night of a shmini atzeres, yesh lahamtin, one should wait. Shaloi lekadosh ad halayla, you shouldn't make kiddush until the night, because it's still Sukkot until Shmini Atzeres comes. Shmini Atzeres, as we said, is a separate Yom Tov. So we don't want to end Sukkot early and bring in Shmini Atzeres. We should make sure to end Sukkot. So when we're making Kiddush at Shmini Atzeres, it's certainly Shmini Atzeres. It's already night. Mevarchim b'Kiddush, and we make a bracha on that Kiddush. Shechiyanu, make a Shechiyanu l'fishu regel b'chnei atzmoi, because as we said, it's a Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov. It's not like Pesach, we have the first days of Yom Tov and the second days of Yom Tov. On Sukkot, really, there's only the first days of Yom Tov. The last days of Shmini Atzeres, that's its own separate Yom Tov. Ve'ein mevarchin leishe b'sukkah, and we don't make a bach leishe b'sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Lefishu b'tfila u'bekiddush oimim yoim shmini chag Atzeres hazeh. Because when we're davening and we're saying Kiddush, we're calling it yoim shmini chag Atzeres hazeh. And if we would also make a bracha on the sukkah, havitarti the sasri, it would be contradictory. Now there's several minhagim on how to say in the davening that it's shmini atzeres. So Shulchan Aruch brings down, you say yoim hashmini chag hatzeres hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Gadam another version to take out the hay and just say Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, taking out the hay from Shmini, from Hatzeres. Again, according to Mishnah Berurah's reason version, according to Prima Gadam, Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh takes out the hays. So each one should do what his minig is. It is important to note that a lot of the more popular siddurim, they go with a version that not necessarily is a version that the Mishnah Berurah uses, even though there are other versions that are, you know, and people have been hugging like that, like it's printed. However, the Siddurim don't always follow that. So a person who, depending on what his minig is, or if he wants to do bedaf what the Mishnah Berurah says, should check his machzer or his venture, because there are various versions that are floating around in the different printed machzerim and ventures. Sifhei. Leil Shmini Atzeres v'chol ayoyim, the night of Shmini Atzeres and the whole day of Shmini Atzeres, oichlin b'sukkah, we eat in the sukkah, ala she'ein mevarchin k'mo shekasavna, but we don't make a bracha leishei b'sukkah as we just said before, because otherwise it would be a tati d'sasri. How could it be Shmini Atzeres and sukkahs? Ola acha gmar, and after we finish eating the sukkah, oimim yihiratzayin, we say especially yihiratzayin, so that we should be sitting in the sukkah of Luyasan in the following year. When it comes to sleeping in the sukkah, normally by sukkahs we sleep in the sukkah at night. So now we're going to be eating the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because again, it's a suffix. You know, for us in Chutzlar, we don't know. It's a suffix. Is Shmini Atzeres really not Yom Tov and it's sukkahs like the day prior? Or perhaps it's really Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot was over. If it was Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot was over, we don't have to eat in the Sukkot. We don't have to do anything in the Sukkot. There's no mitzvah Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. However, if, because of Sveika de Yoyma, it is indeed still Sukkot, so then we'd have to not only eat in the sukkah, but l'chayy we should have to sleep in the sukkah and do everything in the sukkah. But Shulchan Aruch says yesh makil, and there are those that are makled not to sleep in the sukkah. V'chein noigin, and that's what the minig is. Avol anachem lahachmir. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says the better thing is to be machmir. Mishnah Berurah, he says, you know, he seems to go that one should not eat in the sukkah. One should not sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and the reason for that is because, again, how are we doing anything in the sukkah? It's a little strange if it's Shmini Atzeres. By staying in the sukkah, we're taking away from what Shmini Atzeres perhaps is. And the answer is because oftentimes people do eat outside. It's not so noticeable that if someone is eating outside on a day when indeed, you know, even if it's not a requirement of the sukkah, just, you know, sometimes people eat outside, but sleeping outside, that's something no one really does. That's something that's, if you're sleeping outside, then it's really even more clear that you're only sleeping because of your chayshish, that maybe there's a mitzvah to sleep outside in the sukkah tonight, as opposed to eating. It's not as clear, and it's not as decisive that one would say that for sure there was a chiyuv that you ate outside because there was a chiyuv. So based on this concept, the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to eating other things in the sukkah, let's say if you chayiv al pi din to eat in the sukkah, like we learned the other days, of which things you chayiv to eat in the sukkah, so then you should. You have to eat those in the sukkah, because again we're chayshish, and again people sometimes have snacks in their sukkah outside, as opposed to if it's something like eating fruits or something where that you can eat wherever you want. If you want to eat them inside, you can eat them inside. If you want to eat them outside, you can eat them outside, because there's no chiyuv of eating in the sukkah with those items. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah don't bring down the minhag that some people have, a minhag that they bedafka, they don't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Different reasons are given for that. Some, even though the halacha, again, the Mishnah doesn't bring it down, Kitzur Shachach doesn't bring it down, but it is such a minhag, and the minhag is more based on especially if it was in a place in areas that were very cold. So if it was so cold, then if you ate in the sukkah, it was pretty clear that you're eating the sukkah because you think there's a chiyuv of a mitzvah. No one would go out to eat on such a frigid day into the sukkah. So therefore, it would be similar to sleeping. Just like sleeping, we don't sleep in the sukkah, even though it's a chiyuv to do on sukkahs. But no one would sleep in the sukkah because it looks very clearly that you're doing it for the mitzvah of sukkah. That's taking away from Shmini Atzeres. So the argument would be that in a cold, very cold area, that's how the minhag started, that they wouldn't sleep, they wouldn't eat in the sukkah, because that also shows decisively that obviously you're saying that it's with a big statement that it is still sukkahs, because otherwise who on earth would go eat outside in the freezing cold? It should be added, though, that even though during sukkahs itself we say mitzar potter min ha-sukkah, but there needs to be a certain level of tzar in order to be potter from the sukkah. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, so some people will drop the bar a little bit, and if the tzar is a little bit less than they would normally need in order to leave, if it was sukkahs itself, when it's talked about, we're dealing with leaving the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because of a tzar. If the tzar is not as great as it would have been on sukkahs, there are people that are going to be mako, because again, for the same reason that obviously no one would eat outside if they're feeling this type of tzar. But of course, a person should check with his paisik and look at his minig as to what would be appropriate for him. They also talk about in the paisikim, if let's say someone from America, he goes to Eretz Yisrael for sukkahs, and now he needs to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. It's not a suffix sukkahs for anyone. Is it appropriate for him to go sit in the sukkah there? Or perhaps it looks even sort of a little bit worse because there's no Sveik of the Yoyman in Eretz Yisrael, and now you're sitting in a sukkah when it's truly Shmini Atzeres. Many Paiskim, including Rav Rosner, and they say B'Shem Rav Yashub also, that a Ben Chutzlaitz should indeed eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, even though there might be more of a reason to feel a little more uncomfortable. However, some the Pitzel HaChachma does bring down that if you're staying, you're the only one who's a guest at the house, and everyone's eating their meal inside on Shemini Atzeres, and you're the only one, and for some reason you have to be there. Normally, you know, you should arrange to be in a place where you can eat in the sukkah comfortably, but let's say you're staying by relatives or whatever it is, and now everyone's going to be eating inside, and you're the only one who's going to be eating in the sukkah, so perhaps that's a mitzvah. You'd feel really bad about that. It's rather strange. So perhaps you would be putter to go into the sukkah for that, because there is a tzar. A person, again, should always check with his paisik on that. Kol tov.